This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. The administration has launched a new program to sell the policy in Iraq to the American people and to the international community. A resolution was introduced by the United States and Britain at the United Nations Security Council earlier today about the transfer of authority to a new governing entity in Iraq after June the 30th. And tonight, President Bush makes the first of what we're told will be a series of speeches on Iraqi policy, this at the Army War College in Pennsylvania. What do you think the president needs to say to convince you to stay the course through the elections in Iraq in 2005 and perhaps beyond? Our telephone number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. The email address is TOTN at NPR.org. With us on the phone is Andy Kohut, the director of the Pew Research Center for People and the Press. He's at his office in Washington, and joining us now is Michael Duffy, the Washington Bureau Chief for Time Magazine. He's at his office here in Washington as well. Thanks very much for joining us today, Michael.
No problem, Neil.
Yeah. What's the scale of the problem that President Bush faces as he looks ahead to this speech tonight?
Well, I think the goal in its rawest, simplest form is the administration is trying to cut through the conventional wisdom that it doesn't have a plan. I think people look at the pictures and look at the chaos on the ground and coming out of the prison scandal and the continued attacks on U.S. forces and Iraqi civilians, and they think, well, the administration doesn't know where it's going, and by their own admission, they say they have to cut through that starting tonight and show that they do have a plan.
And is that going to be, obviously the speech is being closely held, but expectations are not that this is going to be a dramatic departure from earlier policy.
They've lowered expectations so much you almost think perhaps a surprise is in the making here tonight. We know they're going to say four or five things. They're going to obviously emphasize the coming transfer of sovereignty. We'll be looking to see what that means, what actual sovereignty is being handed over. We're not really sure yet. He has to talk about what the U.S. is going to do to make the country more secure. That remains a continuing, maybe the biggest problem. We know he will talk about how some aspects of sort of control have been handed over to the Iraqis, particularly on infrastructure and domestic things, but it's not clear that the Iraqis actually have any money to spend or any authority to spend it. He's going to talk, we think, about elections and how they're going to work out, trying to just lay out a sort of blueprint of where this is going over the next 6 months. And he must talk about, once again, the need to bring in international support in the form of a UN resolution. Those are the five things they've said they will talk about tonight. Nice. Whether he's got something else up his sleeve remains to be seen.
Andy Kohut, to the degree that the president and his speechwriters are looking towards public opinion polls to guide whatever it is that they're going to be saying tonight, what do opinion polls say that Americans want out of the Iraqi situation at this point? I mean, is it a clear-cut, we want victory, reduce terrorism, what?
I think the American public wants less violence and fewer casualties and a sense of stability. The levels of support and confidence in the mission have eroded with the growing violence and the escalating casualties that we've seen over the past 6 weeks. And the president being out there making the case, talking about his plans, is going to be very helpful in possibly turning around public opinion. But really, the proof of the pudding for the American public is going to be in the eating. They're going to need to see fewer stories about awful things that are happening there, and fewer reports that 2, 3, 4, 10, 6 Americans were killed today.
Mm-hmm. Does hearing from the president in general, is that something that can galvanize public opinion?
I don't think it can galvanize public opinion, but at least it can give the public the impression that this is a high priority for the public, for the president. He recognizes that we have a problem. We're really doing something about it. And it sets the stage for the public to get better news about, alerts the public to the potential for better news out of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And there hasn't been anything other than really bad news out of Iraq for some time now.
Okay. Michael Duffy, the president has been having some difficulty with members of his own party, and we can never forget that this is in the midst of an election campaign. Yet you have the senators in the Armed Services Committee looking deeply into Abu Ghraib, which the administration would rather not. Indeed, the House leadership would rather they didn't.
There's an unusual split there. Most times, at least the party is unified about how it proceeds. Here the Senate is much more aggressive in it, trying to get answers, and it hasn't gotten a lot. In fact, some of the answers it has received on paper turn out not to have been complete. And when the president journeyed up to Capitol Hill last week, it was pretty clear that the pep talk he gave to members of both houses wasn't all that well received. It was kind of a bit of a harangue, and they were supposed to take questions, and he didn't take questions. Then folks walked out not being all that impressed. It seemed to be more just a statement of resolve. That's part of what's going on here, I think. The president has to sort of manage expectations about the potential for more violence ahead. He tried to do that the last time he had a press conference, but he didn't do a great job of it. But they also think at the White House that they're not getting through, that this plan, just such as it exists, hasn't been explained well enough, and they just have to keep banging on it. And that's why he's going to give this speech four or five times over the next 6 weeks. So they really do feel, even though a lot of Americans are paying attention, as Andy probably said, that they are not paying attention to where the president is going. That's what they feel at the White House. And that's a little surprising, but that's where they are.
Mm-hmm. Let's get a caller in. Julia joins us from Akron, Ohio.
Hello. I would like to hear the president tonight make a statement to the American public that he holds his administration responsible and those within the administration responsible for the poor decision that got us into Iraq, despite being advised by many in the Pentagon to the contrary.
Is the president tonight, Michael Duffy, going to be admitting any mistakes?
Well, I did not expect that. One of the strange things about this whole episode is that President Bush, I think one of the things that made him appealing to some people when he was elected was that he seemed to be a man who believed in personal responsibility, and he was going to, you know, take names and do the right thing when someone messed up. He hasn't done that in this, and has shown a huge amount of loyalty down when many people have said it's time to change the team. I do not expect that at all. I would be very surprised, and so I the caller may be, you know, maybe disappointed tonight.
Julia, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Andy Kohut, I wonder, obviously the president's ratings are down. Have you seen any independent polling on the question of whether his Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, ought to be resigning? And this obviously in the wake of Abu Ghraib, the latest of what many believe would have been mistakes in Iraq.
The polls that I've seen are a few weeks back, and they did not support the notion that Rumsfeld should go. And generally, I think that the public is not looking to point fingers at individuals in the administration. They are blaming the president. Bush has his name on the war on this war, and they're going to look for him not to make a justification or an explanation for why he did this. He's made his case from his point of view, and his strong point politically is being seen as someone who sticks to his point of view and sticks to his guns, so to speak. But he has to give people some confidence that we're going to see, if not immediately, in the near term, some kind of turnaround or some kind of, pardon the expression, light at the end of the tunnel.
And Michael Duffy, briefly, as the president looks ahead to that situation, again, are people in his own party beginning to have doubts about the president?
Well, I think they're beginning to go in a couple of different directions. The Republicans typically are not for pulling out. There are a number of people in the Republican Party in Washington, particularly in the Senate, who think that he has not committed enough troops to the task, that this is still an undermanned operation, and that it's still the Pentagon trying to prove that it could invade with very few troops, and which it did.
And we have 10 seconds left.
Needs more to run the occupation. So we'll see if they have any luck there, but I don't expect him to say that tonight either.
Michael Duffy, as always, thanks very much for being with us today. Michael Duffy is the Washington Bureau Chief for Time Magazine, and we reached him at his office today in Washington, D.C. Andy Kohut, again, as always, thanks for your time.
Love to do it.
Andy Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, and he was with us on the phone from his office. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.